countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candid of assembly of guidance.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. الصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, welcome back to this beautiful episode on the silsila where we are discussing the seerah, the blessed biography and lifestyle of the best of creation. And that is none other than the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Before we go into today's discussion on the blessed life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, please do make good intentions. As our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself has said, نِيَّةُ الْمُؤْمِنِ خَيْرٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِهِ. The intention of a believer is better than his action. Remember, the more good intentions that you make, the more reward we can attain from the call of Allah Azza wa Jal. So what good intentions can we make now? Make the good intentions that I'm listening to the silsila for the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal, for the pleasure of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that what I learn, I will try my best to act upon that and to teach others as well, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, there are so many benefits and blessings for reciting Durood-e Paak, salawat or salutations upon the cream of creation, the owner of Jannah, the knower of the unseen, our beloved Master, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As is mentioned in the famous narration, that the person who recites Durood upon the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam 200 times, on the day of Friday, Jumu'ah, then 200 years worth of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. Who doesn't want their sins? Which believer, which Muslim does not want their sins to be forgiven by Allah Azza wa Jal? Here is a recipe for our forgiveness. Yes, we must establish our salah. We must fulfill the rights of each other. We must complete whatever fara'id and compulsory ibadat are there. And with that, by reciting Durood-e Paak 200 times on a Friday, on a Jumu'ah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, look at the reward for this, that 200 years worth of sins are forgiven. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jal, in our previous episode, we had mentioned the circumstances or the occurrences and incidents of the first year after Hijrah. Do you remember the Hijrah? The migration from Makkatul Mukarramah to Madinatul Munawwarah. And this marks the beginning of the Islamic calendar, the Hijri calendar. It is named Hijri after this Hijrah, the migration from Makkah Sharif to Madinah Sharif. So many incidences and major occurrences we mentioned in the previous episode, and we had started some incidences of the second Hijrah. And one of them is the change of the direction of the Qibla. Qibla is direction. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was present in Makkah Sharif, he would perform Salah facing the Kaaba, as we do today. But later there was a command from Allah Azza wa Jal to face Baytul Maqdis, which is Masjid al-Aqsa, when performing Salah. And this happened before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's arrival in Madinah Sharif. This remained the Qibla for Salah for approximately 16 to 17 months. However, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he yearned and he wished that the Kaaba be made the Qibla, the direction of the Salah of the believers of the Muslims. Because Allah Azza wa Jal commanded that face towards Baytul Maqdis, towards Masjid al-Aqsa and perform your Salah. That is your Qibla. And this was also the direction, the Qibla of the Yahud. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, being obedient to the commands of Allah azza wa jal, did so. However, that yearning was there, that gosh, how I wish that the Kaaba becomes the Qibla. My dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, and it's because of this desire and wish of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would look towards the sky and have this desire. And he would wait for a wahi, a revelation to descend, so that Allah azza wa jalla instructs him to change his qibla, his direction from Baytul Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa, to the Kaaba. And as a result, Allahu Akbar. Allah azza wa jalla sees this yearning, this desire of his beloved. Because Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Habibullah, he is the beloved of Allah azza wa jalla. And Allah Azza wa Jal fulfills this desire and this wish of His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by revealing the following ayah in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 144. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد نرى تقلب وجهك في السماء فَلَنُوَلِّيَنَّكَ قِبْلَةً تَرْضَاهَا فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. The translation is, we are seeing the turning of your face towards heaven repeatedly. Necessarily, then we will turn you towards that which pleases you. Subhanallah. We will turn you towards that which pleases you. Turn your face towards the sacred masjid, the Kaaba, just now. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was mentioned that while the beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was performing the Zuhr Salah in the masjid of Banu Salma, in this condition, he changed his direction, the Qibla, from Masjid al-Aqsa, Baytul Maqdis, to the Kaaba Sharif, whilst performing Salah. And those who were there, the Musallis, the Muqtadis, who were following Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Salah, they did the same as well. And that Masjid where this occurred is known as Masjidul Qiblatain, the Masjid of two Qiblas, or the Masjid where the Qibla was changed. Why two Qiblas? Because from the old Qibla, the old direction to Baytul Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa, to the new one, which is the Kaaba, which you and I, when we perform Salah, wherever you are in the world, whether you're in China, in America, in India, Pakistan, in South Africa, in UK, or anywhere, when you perform Salah, this is part of the unity of the brotherhood of Islam. And Islam, it shows unity. And wherever you are facing one direction and you are worshipping Allah Azza wa Jal, you are performing Salah. And it is the direction of the Kaaba in Makkatul Mukarrama. And this Masjid, Masjid al-Qiblatain, you can visit it today even. It lies about 2 kilometers northwest from the holy city, Subhanallah. This changing of the Qibla, the direction of the Qibla, is known as Tahweelul Qibla. However, the believers were happy. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was happy, overjoyed. However, the Yahud, they were angry. They were upset. Before they were pleased that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is facing their Qibla, their direction when they pray. And that was Baytul Maqdis, Masjid al-Aqsa. And they would boast and say, even Muhammad faces our Qibla. Allahu Akbar. But after the changing of the Qibla, they retorted, and angrily they said, he does everything against us, changing the Qibla even, just to oppose us. And even the munafiqoon, the hypocrites, those who looked like believers, but there was no iman in their hearts, they would also say negative things, that why the Qibla was changed. And to silence both these parties, the Yahud and the Munafiqun, Allah Azza wa Jal revealed the following verses, Surah Al-Baqarah, verses 142 to 143, that mentions, the translation is, "Now the fools will say, who has turned the Muslims from their Qibla on which they had been? Say, east and west all belong to Allah. He guides whom He likes to the right path. And O beloved, we had not made that Qibla upon which you had been before, but to see who follows the messenger and who turns back upon his heels. And verily, indeed it was hard, but to those who were guided by Allah Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." Allah Azza wa Jal explains in the first ayah that there is no set direction to perform ibadah, to worship Allah Azza wa Jal, because all directions are equal and all directions belong to Allah Azza wa Jal, subhanallah. And if any is said by him to be maintained in ibadah, none has the right to question him. If Allah Azza wa Jal specifies a certain direction, none can question him. And in the second ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal answers to the munafiqoon, the hypocrites, who would say, Muhammad himself has no true knowledge of his own religion, making Baytul Maqdis the Qibla and then changing it. Allah Azza wa Jal explains in this verse, in this ayah, that the wisdom in changing the direction of the Qibla was to distinguish who will follow the beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and who will not. This is what happened. The Yahud remained on their Qibla. The hypocrites, they voiced their opinions. And why did the Qibla change? The sincere, the true believers, the Muslims, they are the ones who followed the command of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the advices and orders from the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, up until now, at this stage, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had been ordered to propagate Islam peacefully in a beautiful manner. The Muslims, they were told to observe sabr, patience to any opposition, any oppression and zulm of the disbelievers, the enemies, and not to retaliate, not to take revenge, not to fight back. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was also during this period that Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, who was the leader of the tribe of Aus, he traveled from Medina Sharif to Makkah Sharif. And he went with the intention to perform Umrah. He stayed at the house of Umayyah bin Khalf and was taken by him by approximately midday to the Kaaba to perform Tawaf. And remember, the enemies of Islam, they still control Makkah Sharif at this time. And Sayyidina Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiallahu anhu, he's a believer, he's a Muslim. From Medina Sharif, he goes to Makkah Sharif and he stays with Umayyah bin Khalf, who's giving him protection. And as he enters the Haram, Abu Jahl, Allahu Akbar, a staunch enemy of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a staunch enemy of the believers, of the Muslims, of Islam. In fact, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned that Abu Jahl was the Fir'aun, the Pharaoh of this time. Allahu Akbar. So he comes forward and he says to Umayyah, a very abrupt manner, "Who is with you?" So he says, "A resident of Medina, Sa'ad bin Mu'adh." Abu Jahl becomes angry and he says, "How dare you give protection to people who betray us, people like Muhammad and his companions?" Also, he turned to Sa'ad bin Mu'adh radiyallahu ta'ala anhu and said, "If you were not under the protection of Umayyah today, I would have not left you. I would have not spared you. That Sahabi, bravely he replies, if the Meccans stop the people of Medina from visiting the Kaaba, we will certainly put your trade route in Syria to danger. We will obstruct it, we will sabotage it, and then what will you do? Allahu Akbar. Indeed, by these threats, the disbelievers, the enemies of Islam, they planned to attack the city of Medina Sharif. They planned to slaughter the Muslims. And in fact, they planned to kill and assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As a result, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would spend his nights awake in vigil, alert, in anticipation of this with the Sahaba kiram alayhim ridwan. The disbelievers were, because of their influence, they were able to convince the other Arab tribes to join forces with them to attack the Muslims and to remove them from the face of the earth. Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers and listeners of Madani channel, have you seen how difficult the situation was at that time? The believers, the Muslims, no matter the oppression was there, the extreme difficulties were there, but they hung on to the iman. They had that reliance and tawakkul in Allah Azza wa Jal and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we need to inculcate this in our lives. If we do this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, we may gain success, we may attain success in this world, in the qabr and in akhirah. Please do join us in the next episode of this beautiful silsila. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Countless salutations be upon the chosen one, the soul of mercy. Countless salutations be upon the divine candle of assembly of guidance.